state. In the Silverlight client, which amounts to be a disconnected client, we have this issue of state. What state am I in? I may have issued requests to the server. I may have issued different kinds of requests. I may have tried to grab an RSS feed. I may have issued a SOAP request. I may have done a bunch of different things. In the meantime, the users may be pushing buttons. Buttons may be enabled. They may be in the process of being enabled or disabled, and storyboards might be running. There's a lot of moving parts, a lot of wheels spinning in a Silverlight client, and the problem is, how do I correlate these to the logical states of my application? What am I talking about? Well, let me give you an example. Let's say that there is an error in the communication. That needs to affect what the user is doing. But that can be a tough problem if the user is interacting with your application at the same time that an error is being generated, say on the server, and your user is punching buttons and moving through your Silverlight application. Now multiply this by the number of different states you have in the Silverlight application, the number becomes quite huge. The solution I've taken so far has been a lot of mundane, straightforward code to handle the different states, but there's a whole lot of code there to handle even a few states. So potential solutions. One that I've come across, of course, is that we can disallow user input while communications are being made with the server. And this simplifies the number of states on the client. It simplifies the number of logical states on the client. This can be a good thing. Of course, one of the great things about disconnected clients is that the user can be interacting with the application even though the communication is happening with the server. There's nothing to prevent that if we're only smart enough to handle the states. And I think what's eventually going to solve this problem is some sort of a state library where we have the logical states of our application and we correlate that to the different physical events that are happening to the application, such as communication events, etc. And I'm not real sure what that's going to look like, but once we have it, I think it's going to make our lives